The disturbance that set off showers and thunderstorms across our area yesterday has pushed off to the east today. In its wake, some less humid air, slightly less humid air, is working its way into our area. So it's still fairly muggy across the region this afternoon. But we're going to see those dew point temperatures drop at least a little bit. Now, I'm not talking about a refreshing change in humidity, kind of that nice, cool feeling Canadian air. But we're talking about a move from oppressive humidity to just kind of typical humidity over the next couple of days. So at least we'll get a little bit of a break from that really muggy stuff, though it's not going to be a refreshing change. At least it'll be a little bit less harsh. Now, I can't rule out a passing shower or a thunderstorm in a couple of spots over the next couple of hours, but those are going to be isolated at best. So for most of us, we're looking at dry weather over the next few hours. But if you happen to be caught by one of these showers, don't be totally surprised. Any showers will largely wind down heading into this evening, though there could still be a passing shower north and west of Albany as we go through the night. And with less humidity, at least lower humidity levels, our temperatures tonight will be generally in the 60s across the area. Could even see a few 50s pop up, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Then heading into the day tomorrow, things are looking pretty quiet weather-wise. We'll call it partly sunny, so look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. The humidity will be moderate but not oppressive, and our temperatures will be up into the 70s and 80s tomorrow afternoon. Should make it into the low 80s in the capital region. Now, I can't rule out another pop-up passing shower, especially from the capital region on south, but just like I was talking about for this afternoon, most of us will miss out on any rain tomorrow. So the bottom line is that the rest of the day today, tomorrow's looking pretty good as well. And then as we head into the weekend, we'll start to see some additional changes as what looks like a little storm will scoot by to our south over the weekend, Saturday into Sunday. And that's going to bring a rain chance, especially from the capital region on south. So it's still a bit early to say exactly how that's going to play out, but odds are seemingly increasing that there could be kind of a chilly rain across portions of our area on Saturday, especially south of Albany. So that is something that we will watch as we get a bit closer. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with the chance of a passing shower. Less humid with a few areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower, less humid, areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, a bit less humid, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower, but just a passing shower, most of the day is dry, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower, less humid, some areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow partly sunny, small chance of a passing shower, with highs in the low 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially from Albany on south, highs in the 70s to around 80. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.